But people always think it's a very easy job to do, but it's not. Time consuming, physically strenuous. Yeah. You run the truck for like 14 hours, 16 hours. It's because it's every day, rain or shine,
7 days a week.
7 days a week, unless it's extremely bad weather. Yeah, we take you there. But if not, we work every day, every single day.
So it's very hard work, seven
It's
days a
very
week,
spread
14,
out.
15, 16 hours a day.
Yes.
Hey, this is Ebison in NYC. We connect our communities to news, information, and each other. I'm your host, Curtis Rouser. Henry Akembamijo has been an ice cream man for the past 20 years. During the warmer months, he spends up to 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, in his truck selling cold, sweet treats to kids in Brooklyn. But Henry's story is not just about ice cream. It's about dreams, determination, and the intricacies of running a seasonal business in one of the world's most vibrant cities. Originally from Nigeria, he's become a staple on the streets of Brooklyn. Today, Henry speaks to Ebison Ishari Adiraraka about the experience in the industry and what he loves about the job. Later, we'll hear from his longtime friend and customer, William, who's known Henry for over a decade. Let's jump in.
Tell me about yourself and, you know, your early days, how you came here to the U.S.
Originally, I was born in Africa. I went to school over there. I came to the U.S. in my 20s. I actually came here to study. Unfortunately, I diverted to something else, you know. Someone introduced me to this ice cream business. And ever since, I've been in that business for the last 20 years.
So for 20 years?
Yes.
Ice cream, you've been in the ice cream business?
Ice cream, yes. That's...
What were those early days, like those first few months that you came here? Do you remember? Do you have any memories of that? What was it like? And then how did you get into the ice cream business? Like what happened and how did you get into the ice cream business?
Okay, like I said, I came to go to school. So in the process, I ended up staying with my uncle. Then my uncle introduced me to someone who used to work in the business. Then I went with the person and I learned about the business. Then and I was able to do that. I started in like April. And because the business is seasonal, so I was there till like October. Then the following year, then I became an ice cream man full time.
So you've done this for 20 years, which is a very long time. What's it been like for the last 20 years being an ice cream man?
Just like any other job, you know. I look forward to it. The only drawback is just it's seasonal. Like in the winter time, you're out of business. But I always look forward to the ice cream months. You know, just it keeps me busy. I get up in the morning. I go to work. Before you know it, the day's already finished, you know, without realizing it, you know, because you get busy serving people, kids always on the street waiting for you, you know, like you put joy, smile on their face, you know. It doesn't feel bored because before I get to one place, people are already waiting for me. And the process, I get to meet people, I interact with people, you know.
Tell me about a normal day in the summer for you.
I get up, get myself ready. So I'm usually at the factory where the trucks are stored. So I get there like around 9, 10.
And which part of the city is that?
Yeah, in Brooklyn. I get the supplies, the products. Some days I buy gas, you know, electric power fuel. And from there, I just go out. I normally start work around midday. And like in the summer months, sometimes I work till like 10 p.m. I put in a light. 12 to 14, sometimes 16 hours a day.
I know you said your uncle got you into this business.
No, my uncle introduced me to someone who was in the business
before.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. How does it work? So did you get trained first or did you just learn on the job? How does it work normally for most ice cream?
You learn on the job because once you have interest to do it and someone will take you under their wings and show you everything, this is how you do it. Then when they feel like you're ready to take over, then you are assigned a truck.
Could you tell me, you know, how this business works? You know, so do you just help me understand?
Okay.
Do you rent the truck? Do you get is it a job where you get paid a monthly salary or how does
no,
it work?
I mean, I could only speak for myself. Some people, I own the truck. But some other people, they rent the truck. I own a couple of them that I give to people who are working for me. So those people, they get paid based on sales. And there's some people that get paid flats.
So you're telling me about how the business side of it works. So you said you have, how many trucks do you own?
Right now, five.
Five trucks.
Yes.
So the others, do you rent it out? And you said some people, you pay them a flat rate?
No, the other people, they work for me.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
I pay them based on sales.
So you're responsible for the trucks, the fuel and everything?
Yes.
So there might be many people like you who own many trucks and then they operate it like that.
Yeah, there are a lot of them.
Are there any big companies that own like 40 trucks, 50 trucks, something like that?
Yeah, this company, the company I work.
Softie.
This is Mr. Softie.
Okay.
They have a franchise all over the United States.
Okay, but then you bought five trucks from them.
Yeah.
But they also rent out directly to people who want to run the truck or something like that? Or do they only sell the trucks?
You know, if you want to be with them in the franchise comes with the truck. The truck itself is the franchise. Oh. So if you want the truck, you can always reach them, say, hey, I want a truck. Then you make an arrangement with them. Then they give you a truck. Then it also comes with location. You can't just go anywhere, you know.
Right. So you can only be in that place. You can't go anywhere else. And do people go and try to go to other places, or is it very strict and nobody messes around with it?
It's strict, but sometimes people still mess. But when you mess around, then the other person can challenge you. Say, hey, you're in my territory. Don't you have your own place? And sometimes that's why you see some people fight. I don't know if you've ever seen the news sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like you establish yourself somewhere else and another person comes to want to challenge you, you know?
Yeah. When you take a franchise, do you have to give a percentage of your earnings to Mr. Softie?
You pay for the franchise up front,
right,
which is like franchise fee and all that.
Right.
Then after that, then you pay them royalties.
For your own experience,
yeah.
How has it been? Do you have a good profit after every season? Are you comfortable?
Yeah, because they've been in business for like over 60 years since. Mm-hmm. So they've made their name. So like now everywhere I go, they know, oh, this is a Mr. Softie truck. So it's the name that we're paying for, actually, the name of the products. So yeah, I would say it's worth it, because you it's like you're already established. People know you.
Where's this ice cream made and how is it distributed? Do you get it at the same place you get the truck, or do you have to go to a different spot to get the product?
Yeah, everything is one place. That's where we store the truck, we call the truck, and we get the product from there. They provide you water for cleaning, sanitation, where to dispose your garbage and stuff like that.
It's fully organized in one
fully
place.
Organized. Yeah, should come out.
Yeah,
there
I'll come
see.
For sure. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
And is the product manufactured in New York State or somewhere else?
The products are manufactured under Mr. Softie Guidance by a different company. And I think they are based out in Pennsylvania.
And from there, they send it all over the country.
Yeah.
How many ice cream trucks do you think there are in New York City?
I only know about Mr. Softie.
Okay, sure. Mr. Softie, they come in.
Mr. Softie in Brooklyn, we have about 100 trucks.
What's good about your industry, ice cream industry in New York, and what needs to change? I'm just trying to see what the challenges are, you know, what is difficult.
Oh, the challenges is usually with the city, which is Department of Health, because like a restaurant, now if you want to open your restaurant, all you have to do is just tell them I want to open restaurants and they give you a permit, but it's not with that like a mobile business. Like the permit is not usually available. It's either you have to get it from someone who has it, who's not using it, then you have to pay that person, and it doesn't guarantee that the person is going to give it to you the following year.
Mm. Yeah. And the last thing I want to ask you was, what do people, sometimes people, they look at a job from outside and they think certain things, but they might be wrong.
Yeah. People come around, but when you tell them the real facts, they get discouraged. People always think it's a very easy job to do, but it's not. Time consuming, physically strenuous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You run the truck for like 14 hours, 16 hours. It's because it's every day, rain or shine.
7 days a week.
7 days a week, unless it's extremely bad weather. Then we take the day. But if not, we work every day, every single day.
So it's very hard work, seven days a week, 14, 15, 16 hours a day.
Yes.
For Henry, one of the best parts of his job is getting to know people. But the business isn't without its challenges. Dealing with the city, specifically in the Department of Health, isn't easy. Although Henry has all his documents, he explained that the process of getting a permit is extremely difficult in New York City. On top of that, if an inspector comes to you and you don't have a permit, you get thousands of dollars in fines and also risk getting shut down. His thoughts? Why not make it easier for business owners like him to operate? Before we go, one last thing. During Harvey's conversation with Henry, an old friend and longtime customer passed by. Here's what he had to say.
Can I ask you a quick question? Could you tell me how long you've known Henry and, you know, what you know about him?
I've known him, over 10 years now. 10 years. My oldest is 16, maybe longer than that.
So your kids have been in this, stuck for 10 years?
Well, we live in the area. We're one block down. And, he's been very good to my kids. He's been offended here for years. And
I know his kids, they were like babies. No, they're all grown.
You must have seen many kids like that.
Oh, yeah.
That do you remember a lot of them? Like suddenly you're like, okay, now I remember these kids.
Yes, some of them seem like, oh, I know this guy. I was a baby. And some of them already had their own kids.
That's all for today. Thanks for listening. And thanks for supporting us as we do our best to support our community. We couldn't do it without you. For more stories like this, make sure to subscribe to our newsletter at epicenter-nyc.com. Our intro music is All the Pretty Horses by Karavika. You can find more of their music on their website, linked to in our podcast description.